I walked out of my house last night to go to a meeting. I had a moose standing at my front door. Right there, 8 feet from my front door.
Well, that's a good way to start, Paul, from Paul's Sugar Shack. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Cormier from Season of the Local Hero, folks. And Paul from Paul's Sugar Shack in Williamsburg. But first, how about the moose? I mean, everybody loves a good moose sighting story.
Walked out of my house last night at 6 o'clock, and there's a moose standing 8 feet from my front door.
Is it terrifying? I've never seen a live moose in the wild.
Neither.
It was kind of dark, and at first it was a great big deer. So I turned my headlights on my truck right at him. It stood right there. And he was like a huge...
Did you try to ride him?
No.
That's what I would have done. Nope. Paul, for some reason, maple sugar products, maple syrup, help me get through this dark time of the year, the winter months. It connects us to the agriculture of the past season and also can help like sustain us through the darkest months. So how much did you sugar last season? So we're talking, you know, March of 2013 here.
We made 1,100 gallons. In about 6 weeks.
And how many gallons of sap did that take?
Oh, times 45. How much is that?
1,100 times 45 equals math.
About 50, equals 000. About 50,000
gallons
of sap.
Yeah. How do you gather that much sap?
You get a little 1 ton with a 500-gallon tank, and you make a lot of trips.
Do you have that like elaborate hose system?
Yeah, we're all pipeline with vacuum systems.
Take on an ancient tradition.
Yeah. It takes about $8 worth of gas to get one load of sap. Sometimes you make 6 trips a day.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of a, could do something different on that.
Yeah, right.
And Paul's done a lot of alternative energy innovation on his maple production, his reverse osmosis. You want to tell us about how that works?
And it processes about 1,000 gallons of sap an hour. And it spits out 700 gallons of pure water in the ground every hour, and 300 gallons of concentrate goes into the evaporator. So we cut our boiling time by... down by 2/3.
Because that's what takes so long usually, and you have to boil off all that water to get it down from, you know, step to step to step to
correct.
Step. And you've also got now a store at Paul's Sugar.
Yep.
Shack,
yeah, my
right?
wife runs a little Christmas shop. We do Christmas trees and homemade wreaths. We have like 30-something craft vendors in there.
Plus maple syrup and maple products make good Christmas gifts, especially for people that either are not from New England and can't get it themselves. It like blows their mind when they... And then I hear like about the weird things that other people put on their pancakes at other parts of the country.
I think that should be illegal, and I would like our congressman to file a piece of legislation around that. No non-maple products on your pancakes, ever.
Well, it's funny because there is legislation in Vermont that you're not allowed to call it maple this or that unless it really is, right?
It has to be 2.8%. Maple.
Oh, so that's pretty low bar.
And still they can't get it up to that level.
It's called lookalikes. If somebody's making a jug that looks like the Mass Maple jug, and they try to market that as pure maple syrup. Mm. It looks like it. The average consumer would probably buy it because it looks like it.
And for me, like when I think of a holiday gift or a gift to bring to somebody who doesn't live in a maple syrup producing area, maple cream is always on the top of my list because you just can't buy it in a store outside of a maple producing area.
Yeah. I almost wish you couldn't buy it at any store and you could only get it at fairs because... now I eat it all the time.
Good. Keep it up.
Paul Zanoni from Paul's Sugar Shack in Williamsburg, also Moose Spotter.
So Paul, how did you start this over 50 years ago?
Two rusty tin cans on a tree. I was 8 years old, and we used to boil on a fireplace. I liked to play with matches when I was a kid. So
rusty cans and matches.
I frisked it.
So I could have a fire, so it kind of worked, and we just expanded from there.
So you've been doing it since you were 8 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like an addiction. Once you get started, you can't stop, you know, keep going and going and going. We were going to quit at 3,000 taps, and I said, I'll quit at 4,000 taps. Now we're pushing 4,500 taps. All our sugar bushes are expandable, so we'll probably be at 6,000 when we get done in a couple of years. Actually, I have one guy who does most of my boiling. I do the gathering and a lot of the woods work. And my wife does a lot of woods work, too. She likes the snowshoes. So we got a leak in the line. She puts on the snowshoes and heads out. Might be back in an hour, might be all day. Yeah, best part is probably out in the woods. Don't have to deal with anything or anybody.
And what's the worst part?
Tapping day usually is snows the day we're supposed to tap. And it's not just 4 inches. It's usually like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
So it kind of slows our tapping down. You got to put snowshoes on and head uphill.
Because when it needs to be done, you have to strike right then, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss part of the season. But you don't want to tap too early, too.
So. How do you know when it's the right time to make that call?
I just get this feeling.
Yes.
And it's also an odor.
I use divination rods. There's an odor?
Well, it's like the trees start to thaw out and it gives off this aroma.
Ah.
And that has something, the combination of the two.
Oh, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Paul Zanoni from Paul's Sugar Shack in Williamsburg. And you also have, you've given us these candies that have maple cream inside them. More of the maple cream curse of my diet, but it's so delicious.
And we just had to split it because we both wanted the dark chocolate, didn't we, Mom?
Did you already eat your half?
Am I eating your half now?
It's like a Reese's peanut butter cup, but then you bite into it and it explodes with maple cream.
It's like you're childhood, but only better.
Paul Zanoni from Paul's Sugar Shack in Williamsburg. I'm Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.